They do bear retelling, I think, even though we know them, we think by heart. And as for the conspiracy of Red, I'd invite you to stay on for the discussion afterwards when perhaps all the secrets of Red shall be revealed. If you want to re-listen to tonight's readings or to any other of the Atwater Poetry Project readings, I just want to remind you that they're all posted on our website, on the Atwater Poetry Project website, which is hosted by the Atwater Library website. Our second reader tonight is John Steffler. I like John Steffler a great deal. His work has this rare candor that's very personal, and at the same time, it's sort of sweeping and timeless. One of my students last night referred to it as anthemic, and I think it has been bound for a long time in that anthemic regard to Newfoundland. And I think it's the Rock's loss and our gain that we have him a bit closer to home, to Montreal here. Over time, he's published eight books of poetry in one novel. And he was Canada's Parliamentary Poet Laureate for a number of years, and he's won numerous awards, including the Thomas Head Rattle Award, the Atlantic Poetry Prize, and the Books in Canada First Novel Award. Lookout is his latest collection, which is among the books that we have on sale at the back table. It was published last spring, and I think I speak on behalf of probably every poet and reader in Canada, John, when I congratulate you for this collection's recent inclusion on the Griffin Prize shortlist. John Steffler.